Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, August 16th, 2020, Pastor John Melke. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make Him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Your friends in Christ, as I mentioned before.
The sermon text is from Isaiah chapter 55. I'll read it throughout the service or sermon. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. I was going to have the children come up here, but we can't do that, I guess. I'll go over to them. What's your favorite food to eat? I don't want to put you on the spot so the adults can help out as well. What's your favorite food? Spaghetti with meatballs, too? Yeah. What's your favorite food to eat? Anyone have a suggestion back here? Pressure's on, I know.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers, okay. Yeah, I eat too many cheeseburgers this summer from the grill, I know that. Any other kind of favorite food anyone has besides cheeseburgers or spaghetti, pizza probably, brats? What else comes to mind? Steaks? All kinds of different favorite food. Maybe it depends on the time of year it is, because if it's Thanksgiving time, you know, turkey. If it's Easter time, maybe it's a ham, or Christmas time. So there's all kinds of different favorite foods that we have out there. And we are talking about God's spiritual food today. And if you're like a cook that loves to prepare the food, you're also a cook who loves to see the people eat the food when they're around your table. And God also is grateful not only that He provides us His spiritual food, but also that He enjoys seeing us digest it. So we're going to go to God's buffet today. We're going to relish God's buffet, which is free, satisfying, and it makes us God's people. God's rich buffet, this banquet feast that we've been reading from Isaiah the prophet, is free. And you might be asking yourself, free, how is that possible? Well, remember what the text says. Hey, all you who are thirsty, come to the water, even if you have no money. Come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. I know for sure that there's no free lunch typically, right? As I mentioned on Thursday, I'm preparing for the Thursday night service, and I get a message from my high school telling me that my son Josiah's lunch balance is at $4.55, and you need to make a payment for his lunch. He hasn't had a lunch there since like March. So I know that lunches aren't free. But God says it is free. Did you see that? Without money, without cost. Or you saw it on the screen as you watched the video of the gospel where Jesus fed the 5,000. There they received basketfuls of fish and bread, though they only started off with just a little bit. And Jesus miraculously provided them with that great amount of food, so there were 12 basketfuls left over. What a truly a miracle it was and is that God provides us with a spiritual food that is free, without money, without cost. It's free, without money, without cost. And that's a gift that is yours, that you don't have to pay for it before you get it. It's a gift you don't have to pay for it even after you get those rich spiritual foods of God's word. It's free. Oh, yeah, right, Pastor. Then why do you ask for an offering in the basket if it's free? We'll talk about that a little bit later, if I don't forget. But that gospel, the spiritual rich food of God's banquet feast, is free. And it's sad to say, there are those who will say, no, wait a minute. I mean, I look at these things and it says that these great offers are not always so true that you say they are, because I know that when I go to the store, like McDonald's, and to buy my food, I'm supposed to get a free meal out of this. If you buy one of equal or greater value, of course. Or you get that new phone, it's free, until you find out you have to pay a 2-year fee to have that phone with you. So not everything seems to be free. And if that's the case in our world today, then maybe it's just possible that this gospel promise from our Lord is not free. It's free. It's free for us. But yes, it costs our God dearly, didn't it? While the gospel promise of this rich, relishing banquet feast of our God is free for us, it costs our God greatly. Our Heavenly Father said, if I'm going to send someone from this heaven to this earth to take care of man's problems, he needs to be a perfect person, a perfect God. So he sent his son Jesus, the Lamb of God. He sent that son as a one conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. And that Son of God and Son of Man took on the weight of the world's sins. And I know we hear that often, and we might gloss over that fact because it's so common in our world today or in our churches today to hear that gospel over and over again. We don't necessarily relish that feast as often as well as we can or should. But listen closely to what the Bible says, because there are some who are watching or listening who have not heard that message before. And you need to be prepared to share that with them again and again and again. Jesus had to come as a perfect Son of God and live a perfect life in our place, though he was tempted hourly, daily by Satan himself. And he had to go to the cross of crucifixion to save the world from its sins. And you can look at a bloody cross, you can watch the Passion of the Christ movie, which tries to help us understand the pain, the agony, the suffering, and the death that he endured. That's just a glimpse of what really took place. Just a picture of what actually Jesus Christ had to endure to pay for our sins and the sins of the whole world. And he rose from the grave, which guarantees us that our sins indeed are forgiven. We are all right with God. We can relish God's wonderful banquet feast because of Jesus' life and death and resurrection, which is guaranteed for us now and forever. Yes, the gospel is free, but it costs Jesus his life for us. Yeah, like I mentioned before, we have different kinds of foods that we like to eat. During the summertime, I've been doing too much grilling. Too many brats, too many burgers, too many french fries. And as I'm cooking our steaks last night, the gas gave out on the stove, on the grill, so now I gotta get a new tank. Maybe I should just hold off on that so I don't eat those fatty foods the rest of the summer. But there are people who also try to crave rice cakes because they satisfy their cravings for a time before the big meal comes up. Well, unfortunately, there are people who spiritually crave those rice cakes. And that's not good. Our God says to us, why do you spend money on something that is not bread? Why do you waste your labor on something that does not satisfy? Or Jesus put it another way, a man's life is not measured by how many possessions he has. The reality is that there are too many in our world today, even in the Christian church, that are trying to eat the spiritual rice cakes and try to get by with just a little bit of craving for a little bit of time, instead of digging into and digesting that rich spiritual food of God's word and sacraments. So they go to those how-to books to try to find their way through life instead of the good book. They try to make themselves satisfied by what they bring to their God in the way they conduct their lives, which is not anywhere near what God expects or demands, perfection. That's also seen in the Christian church. There's poisonous food that is out there that's being digested by God's people, and it's dangerous for their souls. Because there are Christian preachers who are out there today who are preaching about, here's what you need to do to satisfy the demands of God. Here's what you need to accomplish in order to win God's favor. And that's not right. That's poison. That's not the spiritual rich food that God provides in his written word. You walk past that baptismal font today again. Some will see that baptismal font as merely a symbol, that it has no value for a young child to be brought into the Christian faith through the powerful gift of baptism. who will see in that water applied with the powerful word of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, meaning nothing for that child or adult. There will be spiritual poison in Christian churches today that say when you come up to the Lord's table, you're only receiving the bread and body or bread and wine, not the body and blood of Christ. Or who will say you're only receiving the body and blood of Christ. That's poison. God's clear word clearly says you're receiving the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ, all four in a miraculous way for the forgiveness of your sins. Not as some memorial meal to remember Jesus' death, but actually for the forgiveness of your sins and the strengthening of your God-given faith. That's the true spiritual food we need to digest from God's written word. Satisfy your appetite with rich food, he says. Relish God's buffet. Having been lifted up in God's holy word to help us in our spiritual lives, it also adjusts our way of living day to day, doesn't it? That means that when you give that offering to the Lord, it's not because you're making a payment for the gospel, it's to express your appreciation for what the gospel has done in your life. And you're responding with thanksgiving for those blessings of the forgiveness of your sins. And it means what you're going to do when you walk out these doors as you daily live your life according to God's plan, always wanting to taste and see what the Lord has done because he is good and his mercy endures forever. So relish God's buffet. It's free and it's satisfying. And most importantly of all, it makes us God's people. That really is the ultimate benefit of hearing the word of God. It makes us God's people. Listen again to the text. Look, I appointed him, that's David, as a witness for peoples, a leader and commander of peoples. Look, you will call out to a nation you do not know, and a nation that does not know you will run to you on account of the Lord your God, because of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Notice how the Lord has invited you over and over again to relish his banquet feast. And notice he does not put a limit on who gets to partake of that banquet. It's not based on your nationality. It's not based on your race. It's not based on your background. It's a gift freely given to satisfy everyone. Because God wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. He says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. There's no idea that while supplies last or only one per customer, that doesn't fly when it comes to God's eternal gospel. It is available over and over again, even amongst us who slip up every single day of our lives. For the moments when we have had unholy thoughts, carried out wrong deeds, spoken terrible words to our neighbor, the Lord says, come. Over and over again, this eternal, everlasting covenant is for you. For the times you made that bad choice, for the times you've not obeyed God and loved him with all your heart, soul, and mind, and loved your neighbors yourself, God says, come and enjoy that eternal banquet feast that's yours over and over again. It's never going to run out. It's never going to run dry. It's eternal. Last week, I asked how you're doing with your invitation to share the gospel with those around you. How's it going? Are you continuing to digest God's holy word so you're more comfortable to share that message of Jesus? Have you reached out to someone this past 7 days to say, hey, this gospel's free and it's for you. I want you to be part of my family of faith. As a Christian, I want you to be with me in heaven one day. Are you talking to them or texting them or communicating somehow to let them know those people who are in your neighborhood, those people who you work with, those people that you know don't have Jesus in their heart? Are you inviting them? My experience is some will say, yes, I'm ready to go. Let's start. Or I'm not quite ready yet. Give me a few more minutes or a few more months. And that's okay. Just keep on inviting. Let the Holy Spirit motivate them, move them to share the treasure of the gospel just like you have in your heart and mind. You don't have to wait for a sonic boom to wake you up, do you? We've had sonic booms around here lately. Don't wait for that sonic boom to wake you up to share the gospel. Do it now before it's too late. I'm going to be at a picnic in about 2 hours from now. We're bringing our own picnic basket, of course. Food from our own house. I wonder what's going to be inside my picnic basket. My wife is preparing that for me right now. I wonder what kind of variety of foods are going to be out there to share amongst their own family members. Do you smell it? I'm not talking about mom's Thanksgiving meal. I'm not talking about the smell of a clean church as the professional cleaners came in once again this week. Do you smell it? The gospel is defined as sweeter than honey to my taste and to my mouth. The gospel is sweeter than honey. Do you smell it? The gospel news of Jesus Christ and the gift he's given to you through the cross and an empty tomb. So go out and share that. The richness of God's wonderful banquet feast. Relish God's buffet. It's free, it's satisfying, and it brings you to be a part of God's family. So go out and share that message. Not just today, when your hearts are uplifted by the gospel promises, but do it on a Tuesday. Do it on a Friday. Do it whenever you have opportunity. So others might enjoy that rich banquet feast with you as well. Amen.